This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's a Monday. It's a brand new week. It's a brand new year. We have all kinds of news here. We have a new legislative session. And they've been organizing and getting ready and hearing the governor and the budget address and all of that. And now they're sitting down and committee work begins. And here they go. So guess what? That's where we are. We're at the state capitol in Bismarck. We're in the legislative media room, they call it. Yeah. It's where they do the press conferences and whatnot. And we're looking forward to finding out what you have in the way of priorities. That's what I said, you. You know, every legislator has a priority. Obviously, many cabinet agencies have a priority. All state agencies want, you know, we want this, we need this. But I want to know what you want. What, when they get all done, end of April, what do you want to see happen? And the reason I'm asking that question today on the program is because we're going to be here every Monday. That's our big announcement today, right, Todd? Ta-da! I don't know what kind of music ta-da. That is, but ta-da!
If I'd have known, I'd have had a ta-da ready for you.
We're going to spend some time at the legislature this year, and every Monday come out here and tackle some folks and talk about what is happening. So today on the program, we're going to talk about two issues. We've spent some time talking about on the air in the lead up to the legislative session, and also that have some, the two issues, first of all, are wind and ethanol, okay? Ethanol is, in my mind, an agriculture issue, and wind is an energy issue. And last session, wind and lignite really were sort of in the crosshairs because wind has taken market share from lignite. So, and I think everybody that I know that's conservative at least, they just want a level playing field. It's not so much even I like that or I don't like that. I know some people that are, you know, have wind farms being developed near where they have land. Some like it, some don't. Some have to live next to it. Some like it, some don't. I get all that. I'm talking about strictly from the standpoint of the legislature and, their policies. You know, they most, not all, but most want a level playing field and, you know, let the consumer decide and meet the energy needs and, you know, let's all play together well here. All of the above. If you take a look at what we have in the way of energy needs, just what our energy needs are, this entire country, we need everything. We need everything on the table now. And obviously, hope for new technology to come in the future. But anyway, that's the question of the day. It is simply, what do you want from your legislature? If you're a North Dakotan, and if you're a Minnesotan or South Dakota, you can tell me that too. South Dakota has a new governor, Kristi Noem. We'll have to chat with her soon. She, of course, a fairly regular guest of ours in the program in her time in Congress and now as governor down there. So they'll be doing a legislative session as well. Minnesota starts today. So we have some action going on, and I want to know from you what you want from your legislature. And then what you want will guide, you know, who we get on this program to say, hey, you going to make this happen or not? Obviously, the legislative leadership, I normally always start with them, but you kind of get the sort of bullet points, if you want, of where they're wanting to go. And I'm more interested in where the people want to go, and then we'll fill in folks from there. We'll obviously talk with the leaders a lot on the program. There's no doubt about that. But wanted to start with you, the people, weighing in on the legislative session. So to do that, you simply pick up the phone, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can also text me at 701-367-2054. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. In addition to hearing from you on the legislature today and your priorities, we're also going to talk about, as I mentioned, wind. Tammy Eibach, Bob Harms will be here to talk a little bit about that. North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, a group that Tammy is part of. They've done some polling data. They have an interesting analysis on private property rights. And so we'll talk about all of that today with them. But if you have any questions related to the wind thing, that'd be a good time to call in there, 9:30 to 10. And then at 10, we're going to chat with Earl Pomeroy. Earl is the former Democratic member of the North Dakota U.S. House seat from North Dakota. There was a time, you know, there was a Team North Dakota, they called it. Senator Conrad, Senator Dorgan, Congressman Pomeroy. That was Team North Dakota. Three Democrats, not all that long ago. Team North Dakota is now Senator Hovind, Senator Kramer, Congressman Armstrong. So I asked him, you know, how that feels and what that's about, and also, you know, what he thinks the Democratic Party needs to do to get in better touch with the people of North Dakota. He's got some interesting answers. I think you'll like it, so stay tuned for that. And then also we're going to chat with Lance Gaby. Lance is former North Dakota land commissioner, and he is also a part of Team Ethanol in North Dakota as well. So we're going to talk with Lance a little bit about, you know, the legislative priorities of ethanol this session. And if you have any questions on the ethanol issue, I would welcome your calls there. So, and remember, that's an agriculture issue. Are you for agriculture? Ask yourself that question. Are you for agriculture? Well, then you're for ethanol. Because, folks, if there is no ethanol, all right, if it just went away tomorrow, humongous hit to North Dakota agriculture. Humongous hit. No doubt about it. I mean, there's some farmers that sell 60, 70, 80% of their corn to ethanol plants that pay more than the elevators do for the corn. So would you want to lose that? I don't think so. I don't think you would. I don't. So anyway, that's what we have to cover today on the program. Todd, did you have a nice weekend and everything hunky-dory for you?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of watching the Chicago Bears miss that kick last night kind of reminded me of what it's like to be a Viking fan sometimes.
We went out to dinner. We did a little family dinner late afternoon. So we watched part of it there, and then I forgot to turn it on at home when I got back. And so all the hysteria started on social media, and then I did go check it out. It was, you know, I'm not a Bears fan, never have been a Bears fan, grew up a Vikings fan, and obviously now cheering for Team Carson, right? And the Eagles, that feels like the home team now. And so I was thrilled for the Eagles, but I could understand how that would be completely heartbreaking for the. I mean, really, the only thing that's amazing to me is that wasn't a Viking loss, right? I mean, to have the Vikings losing that way with the double doink, because that would fit with all the torture we've been through, you know. So that, yeah, that was double doink. If you missed it, folks, so it's 16-15 Eagles after a, you know, heroic play by Foles. And the Eagles to get within, get ahead by a point. But the Bears get the ball, move it, and get down for a field goal. And their kicker puts one up. It's a little left. It hits the high bar, the cross. What am I trying to? I can't think of the.
Yeah, it's the upright and the crossbar.
The upright, yeah, the crossbar. So,
but does not end up going through by inches.
No, so it boinks off the uprights first. The left upright gets the boink first. Then it comes down and boinks off the crossbar and out, not in. I mean, it still would have counted if it had gone in at that point. So still chance it goes in, even after hitting the crossbar. But no, or the.
But it turns out it got tipped. So everybody's thinking the Chicago kicker missed it. Well, I don't know that you can blame that one on the kicker. But.
Good point. Yes, let's. I always feel
so. You didn't watch 60 Minutes last night, huh?
No, I didn't watch 60 Minutes. No, take it down the Christmas tree. Who was on 60 Minutes? Don't even know.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Oh, I saw some highlights of it. Yeah. She's the new fair-haired loony liberal in Washington, D.C., out of New York City, and the one that said there were three branches of government, the Senate, the House, and the what?
I got sent the same joke by, like, I don't know, a dozen people that she was out there looking up in the trees trying to locate the three branches of government.
By the way, I will give you this. She did talk about... or Anderson Cooper, rather, did a pretty good job of answering her questions. Yeah. So now let's go from Sunday to Saturday, and probably the momentous North Dakota event of the weekend. Another seven, in fact, national championships for the NDSU Bison. Such a celebration. The state capitol was lit up with the number seven.
Yes.
This weekend. So congratulations to the Bison on a great weekend.
The stairway to seven.
All of those folks. We had a lot of fun down there. We had a crew down there, as you heard on Friday, and we had the Gate City Bank fan cam going all weekend, and they captured some fun times, before, during, and after. That celebration on the field after is epic. It's really incredible. I've been there for it a few times, not there this year, but I really did enjoy seeing that when people just pour on down there, and they have the team in the end zone end, and They do the thank yous and, of course, the comments that Coach Kleiman had for his team. I mean, think of that. I was down there the year that the guard was changed between Bull and Kleiman, and then Kleiman manages to come back, build his own, and there's been some just epic things. Even Carson Wentz down there, we didn't know he was going to play. He did. He goes on to get that huge contract, and of course now battling the health injuries again. But Chris Kleiman's going to Kansas State and left just in pure first class fashion. So congrats to all the Bison faithful out there. You certainly can hold your head high and celebrate yet another year. I mean, I don't know. I call University of North Dakota hockey a dynasty because they've got 8 national championships. So I'm certainly going to believe that at 7 they're a dynasty as well on the football side. It's something to behold, no question about it. Yeah. All right, a couple of your texts coming in, waiting for your calls too on your legislative priorities or anything else you want to talk about here this morning on What's on Your Mind. Well, we got some open phone time. Call 258-0550.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Matt Gast of the North Dakota Soybean Council. We invite you to attend the second annual Northern Corn and Soybean Expo on Tuesday, February 12th at the Fargo-Dome. This free event will feature speakers Chip Flory of AgriTalk and author and humorist Mark Mayfield. Breakout sessions will focus on the latest topics affecting soy and corn farmers, including an international trade update, Palmer Amaranth panel, and an insect, diseases, and soil panel. A large trade show is also part of the day. We hope you'll join us Tuesday, February 12th, starting at 7:30 a.m. at the Fargo Dome for a day of education, networking, and fellowship. Learn more and register for the Northern Corn and Soybean Expo at northerncornsoyexpo.com. Registration is free and encouraged.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hey, it's Matt, the pizza guy for Pizza Corner Pizza. You know, the fresh new look for Pizza Corner Pizza sure has garnered a lot of attention lately, but one thing remains constant, the same great taste. Just ask Shelly.
Yeah, it's awesome. My family was really skeptical at first, so we bought some just to try it, and my son is the biggest pizza lover you'll ever meet, and now he's in love, so now I'm buying many.
Or Dawn.
I've had the pizza already, and it is awesome.
Pizza Corner Pizza, fresh new look, same great taste.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
So, Todd, I have a New Year's resolution. I've yet to mention it.
I thought
it on
you
the
were
air.
Doing those things, but okay.
Yeah, I kind of said I wasn't going to, goals, yes, but resolutions are kind of just corny because you just, you stop them. I mean,
yeah. If it's such a great idea, why wait for New Year's Day? Just go ahead and do it when you think of it.
But this one, I'm going to expect you to hold me accountable to. That's the only way they work. You got to have the resolution, buddy. So you're my resolution buddy here. I'm going to replace every single bumper song in our rotation personally.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, and my wish is that it happens in the first quarter, I don't want to take the whole 2019, but you know what I'm saying.
Well, no kidding.
Yeah. So I might do that.
Even if you come up with one a day.
Right.
365 new bumper music. So.
Yes. I want to talk about Energy of North Dakota. If you go to their website, energyofnorthdakota.com, you can learn more about the Bakken. There's great information there that you might not have known, like, for instance, that there's 90% less impact from horizontal drilling and hydraulic fracturing. Did you know that? Incredible. But you know what? They want what you want. The best for your kids, more for North Dakota. They're in the exact same. This is like if you went neighbor to neighbor. What, you know, protect what matters most. You know, they're in the same camp as you. Find out more at energyofnorthdakota.com. All right, what do you want for this upcoming legislative session? Here's a few priorities, and others welcome at 258-0550 today. Have the legislature do something about all the unsolicited sales calls we're getting. That might be number one on my list. So I'm starting a list now, and what we're doing with this list, your priorities, is we're going to go find the relevant committee and find people on that committee and say, hey, this is what people want. Are you going to do it or not? Okay? So that's one right there. We got it. And I'm telling you, are they ever sophisticated now? Wayne Stengem, too, and the Attorney General's office that deals with a lot of that, Peril Grossman, we'll get with those guys, too, on that so we can find out if there's anything they want the legislature to do to make it easier for them to be able to do this. But when they call from a 701 number to tell you, you generally answer it, I do, and then you find out it's a telemarketer from Zimbabwe, it's a game they're playing. It's just awful, and it's getting worse. I just saw a story, Wall Street Journal or somewhere not long ago, about how this is not getting better. It's the numbers are just growing every year like crazy. They're doing it more and more and more. More practical, maybe a suggestion from this listener, Lucas. Lucas says it's simple. Cut spending. Eliminate bureaucracy. Expand liberty. All right. Now, Governor Doug Burgum has a mission, as you've heard from his earliest days as governor, to reinvent government. And I take what he means about that is to say, you know what? What are we here to do? Agency by agency. Are we doing it? Let's put some metrics out there. And when we're not, let's reinvent it. To say, let's not just do it this way because we've done it that way. And certainly eliminating bureaucracy would be a big part of that. No doubt about that. But we ought to keep score. You know, what bureaucracy has been eliminated? Is it in jobs? What is it? Cut spending. That's easy. That's just math, right? That's just math. Are they cutting spending? So good ones here. Very, 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 very good. Appreciate that very much. All right. Let me keep going here. Okay. Spending.
Don't fall asleep on me.
I'm not falling asleep. I'm trying to read and decipher things here. Here's another one. I would like to see them get rid of daylight savings time and get rid of the blue laws. All right. And the blue laws are going to be a big one this session. I am not in favor of eliminating the blue laws, and I know this will cause several in this audience to be aghast. But I'm not. I'm with Steve Scheel. From Scheel, when I could stand with a retail giant like Steve Scheel, who's less worried about the additional money his stores would get or the convenience to be able to shop at a certain hour on Sunday and more concerned about that we just keep some of our family tradition going.
Well, then keep the store closed. Be like Hobby Lobby and keep it closed.
I understand.
Nobody's talking about mandating having the store open. You'd still have that capability of... Well, of course, you do notice the big box stores tend to have people working on Sunday mornings. They're just not open.
I agree with you from the free market perspective. I'm a free market guy, and that is the free market answer. You've correctly addressed that. But North Dakota has this heritage, has this in its law. And obviously, the legislature can change the law. They've not been able to do it because people felt...
Okay, but what about all the people who are already working? They just have the doors locked. you know, their stocking and cleaning and stuff like that.
Well, then they have to decide whether or not they want to work for a place that, you know, that does that.
I mean, true.
There are more jobs available in North Dakota than there are people to fill them. And there are, you know, people looking for work to actually want to take the job. So it's not hard to find whatever you want to do in the great state of North Dakota. So daylight savings time, do you think that'll be a big one this year? Is that going to be coming up? Probably. It has from time to time, and the blue law. So these are good ones. These are good ones. This texter says, Hovind, Kramer, and Armstrong need to change their name to Team 701. Oh, okay.
There you go.
I have heard, though, we're going to have a another area code soon. I don't know if that's true or not, but I've heard that. 701-367-2054 for me. If you text Todd, 367-2268. Why did I forget your number right now, Todd? 2268-503. Anyway, here's what Todd's texters have said. Have the legislature look at gasoline price gouging in Bismarck.
Which I see it went down to 210 now, so.
Within some pennies. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Because I think it's still about 2, and maybe a little above 2 in Fargo, and there's always that 20-cent spread, so that is very interesting.
That would be as closed of a gap as I remember seeing in a long, long time.
So here's the my thought, at least, on this idea. And we're going to bring all of these to legislators and say, this is what people want. And they're pretty good about that. They'll listen, and they'll, you know, even introduce bills and sort of get some discussion going on stuff like that. A lot of the heavy lifting of the legislature happens before the legislators ever come anywhere near Bismarck. You know, they're pretty much, I always say, the cake is pretty well baked, right? You might need to take it out and let it sort of...
Kind of like the MDA telethon with Jerry Lewis all those years. It's not like they raised the millions of dollars during the telethon. There's a lot of that goes on behind the scenes long beforehand.
But things do come along, and you can, and if, sure. if they introduce something can happen. So, Texter says, different topic, yesterday's game. It should also be noted the Bears kicker made the first attempt right after the Eagles called time, making it even more heartbreaking. Yeah,
true.
That's true. That was
true.
So much
he nailed
drama.
The first one, but.
I mean, there's no way he was going to not miss it. There's no way. There's just too much drama. 1-point game, big game, makes the first one. Timeout, the whole deal. And no doubt that was all by design. That's, you know, back to the government shutdown, partial government shutdown. I violated my own rule. Partial government shutdown. Dems don't care about people. It's a power play. Oh, yeah, right. That's true. They don't. Yeah. Anyway, we'll share that in a moment here as well. I'm hoping for a price gouging investigation just so we can put that discussion to bed once and for all, too. I think that'd be okay. I'd be all for that. More coming up on What's On Your Mind for the legislature today.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
We're talking saunas today with Vince Webker from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Boy, if you've got a lot of saunas to choose from here, tell folks about the variety.
Yeah, there's variety because everybody has a different need for one. We can do a custom cut. There's the designer saunas, which are beautiful, outdoor saunas, infrared saunas, plug-and-play saunas, meaning I could take one home today, plug it in, and start using it tonight. And we have some great financing on them as well. Literally, Scott, you could get into a nice two-person sauna in your apartment, in your house, in wherever, by just plugging it in for as little as $2.94 a day, and that is way less than a cup of Starbucks coffee. And the wellness and the health and the benefits you get from that $2.94 a day, you can't put a price on it.
Great selection, great savings, great financing deals, a good reason to hurry to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Ask about the Finleo Spas, Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables too, Grand Forks, Fargo, Minot, Bismarck, and Devil's Lake too.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Authorities in Texas hope to press charges against the second suspect in the shooting death of a 7-year-old girl on December 30th as she was riding in her family's car on a highway near Houston. Sheriff Ed Gonzalez saying that 20-year-old Eric Black has already been formally charged with capital murder for her death, but he has said that a second person was also involved. As for the red pickup truck that Jasmine Barnes' sister had claimed to have seen around the time of the shooting.
We believe now that that red truck and the driver is most likely just a witness, either by sight or sound, to what actually transpired.
But the sheriff stresses,
we still want that individual to come forward because perhaps they could now shed some light.
At day 17, it's now the third longest partial federal government shutdown in history, and there doesn't appear to be a solution coming anytime soon. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bank. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With a recession ending. If you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Price gouging thing on gas. I don't know who is really price gouging. Jamie down in Lisbon, she's still the cheapest in the state on gas. So you kind of have to wonder, maybe you're price gouging everywhere else if they're able to stay that cheap and be so much cheaper than everybody. I think she's now in the $1.80s somewhere. I know you guys talked to her a few weeks ago. She's still there. I know she's still white. So later. Bye.
Well, he better let her know he got her some free advertising. But we did. That's the Patriot Fuels folks down in Lisbon. I think it's a great story. We broke it here on the air because we had a listener call and say, hey, they're cheaper than Fargo. $1.80
I was just today. Down that way. It was $1.79 when I was down there the other day. So.
Yeah. Did you fill up, I hope?
Of course.
They did, okay, right.
Why would you not, right?
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, I don't know. I would imagine Patriot Fuels is trying to make a, you know, put themselves on the map, and they're okay losing a few bucks on the gas, I would guess, is what's going on right now. But I don't know. We'll continue to follow that story, though. There's no doubt about it. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache, and the folks at High Plains Apache are looking for a field service technician in Mandan. Now, if you go to work for High Plains Apache, here's the deal. You never have to worry about being affected by a government shutdown. See, you know, the paychecks just keep coming. And it's great pay, too. And it's a team environment. I like that swamp in Washington, D.C., and the benefits are wonderful. So I think this is, I mean, like right now I'd apply for this. Jobs at highplainsapache.com is the website. You just email your cover letter and your resume. And they have some great 2019 models in now, too, in the Apache sprayers. Some good deals going right now, new and used. Highplainsapache.com. They're also not only in Mandan, but also in Frontier south of Fargo. Tammy Ibach is here, and Tammy is with a great organization we talk about often, North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. How are you?
Scott, I'm dandy. How are you?
And she is in charge of getting North Dakotans educated about wind, right?
That's absolutely correct.
Wind energy.
Absolutely.
Yes. And Bob Harms is well-known to many folks around these halls here in Bismarck, I don't know if lobbyist is the word, or consultant, or Svengali, or what? How many names do you have for Beth?
You know what we call Mr. Harms? We call him our policy guru.
Policy guru. There you go. Yes, exactly. He's working on the policy side of this. Bob, how are you?
Very good, Scott. Good morning.
Wonderful. I want to start with what North Dakotans think about wind. I mean, from the perspective of what you know, the way of data, what do they think of wind energy, Tammy?
I think North Dakotans are really starting to expand their belief in wind because we've been around now since 2002, and we're starting to see that 79% of the voters, and we did a big poll the end of November, and 79% of the voters that they surveyed agree that more wind energy does not mean less coal. So there's tremendous support out there for wind energy production. It's great for rural North Dakota, great for our counties that don't have oil and or gas. It's bringing a lot of economic development to rural areas of North Dakota, keeping main streets and schools vibrant.
For the respondents that didn't like things you listed, what don't they like? If they're not a fan of wind energy, what is it that they don't like? Is it I don't want to be next to it? Is it I'm worried it's going to hurt another energy source and affect my livelihood? Is it green energy? It's subsidized? What do they say?
Well, I think the biggest one was it's subsidized, but we can take a look at a lot of energy across the country, and there's been subsidies on everything. You even mentioned ethanol earlier. For that to get its legs to grow in the state, there were subsidies put in place. Sometimes that's just what happens. We can't control what Congress chooses to do, but we as a state should embrace the economic opportunity we have. Wind is a viable natural resource in this state, and I think we should export more of it.
What do you hear, Bob, when you walk the halls of the legislature in Bismarck about wind?
Well, I think that's one of the concerns is how does it affect our energy portfolio in the state overall? You mentioned earlier about, how does it affect coal's market share? And I think Tammy just touched on it. And one of the things that's happened, I think, the last couple of years and during the interim is I think the legislators and the public have gotten a better understanding about the impact of wind in rural North Dakota, but also the idea that rather than arguing about who gets which part of the market share, how do we expand North Dakota's market? And we've always talked about how do we sell more wheat? How do we sell more farm machinery? How do we sell more oil and gas? And so we're trying to change and help the conversation change to how do we sell more electricity to the 30 other states in which North Dakota electricity competes. And so instead of arguing about how the pie gets cut up, how do we make the pie bigger? And so to answer your question, I think that's probably the overriding concern is how does wind fit into the state's energy mix? How does it affect coal? And then what public policies should the legislature be thinking about with regard to energy overall?
And as somebody that says to you, I can't be for wind energy because I've seen it take market share from wind, and therefore, the either or argument. Mm-hmm. What do you say?
Well, I would say that that's wrongheaded. I would say overall because first of all, what coal has done in the last couple of years is I think it was 2017. They had record sales. More coal was sold in North Dakota in 2017 than has been sold in almost a decade. So they've done a good job in terms of producing North Dakota coal. Those are reports from the North Dakota Lignite Energy Council. And then the second point I guess I would make is that let's figure out how do we expand into the 30 states that we sell wind or electricity into already. So if the policy is to prevent wind development in North Dakota, that investment is going to go to South Dakota or Iowa or Nebraska or some other place, and it's still going to compete with North Dakota coal. And so I think the smarter approach is how do we do both? How do we help coal sell into those states? How do we help sell wind electricity into those other states? And frankly, about 2003, under the Hovind administration, we started a coalition called the Upper Great Plains Transmission Coalition. And one of the things, it was coal and wind combined. And what they accomplished was they recognized that they needed expanded transmission out of North Dakota. We had a North Dakota constraint. And together, they worked to expand the North Dakota transmission capacity with what's known as the CapEx 2020 project, which is now as you drive down I-94, that project was essentially helped come to fruition through a coal and wind coalition that started 15 years ago.
Stephen in Manitoba joins us next. I was up in Winnipeg, actually, on Saturday. Saw some wind energy up there as well along the 75 corridor once you get into Canada, south of Winnipeg. Stephen, what's on your mind?
I'm calling to help the Chicago Bears fans feel better. 2009 CFL Grey Cup, the Houston Roughriders had the punt from their end zone, and then Montreal came close, missed a field goal, but they had an extra guy on the field, moved the ball up, Montreal kicked and won the game with zeros on the clock.
Oh, my.
13th man fiasco.
13th man fiasco. Oh, wow. Yeah, thanks, Steve. Appreciate that call. Don't have the best connection with you, not a win question, but I appreciate him wanting to make Chicago Bears fans feel better, don't you, Tammy?
I just think football trumps everything.
Yeah, usually on Monday. A lot to talk about. There's no question about it. What are you, as part of the education and information effort on when, you know, I come at this from a standpoint of, I don't like picking friends. Right? Everybody is a friend or a potential friend in my world. And I don't like to say one's better than the other. To me, this is all of the above energy. When you look at our energy needs, we need it all. And also, I can't be consistently for private property rights and tell somebody that they can't develop that kind of energy there, but they can over there. So this is how I've come to say, look, I'm for all of this. I want to be in favor of all of it. But, you know, again, I think, win from the very beginning here has been a little bit of heavy lift in that regard. First, because of the subsidies, but you know, most people don't know the production tax credits being phased out.
Right.
It's gone completely in what, 2020 something or another, right?
End of 2019.
End of this year.
Okay.
End of this year.
So
yep.
You know, that's gone, and that's big. So there was a subsidy like there is on many newbie energy sources, but
sure.
That was phased out. But what do you say to win them over? What do you say to not have them not like it?
Scott, I think there's been a lot of discussion on this very show about private property rights, and we've talked about it with some other members of the show before. But there's a key component that surfaced from the poll that we did at the end of November, and the surveyors, the respondents, 70% of voters, 90% of voters agree that private property rights should be an important consideration when counties and the Public Service Commission make decision on wind energy projects. So as landowners in a project who have tremendous economic gain from a project, it's their land, they're the people who have been paying taxes on it, they're the ones who have held on to this land sometimes for four generations, and now they have an opportunity for economic development to sustain their livelihood on that farm or their ranch for years to come. So as an example, when commodity prices take a dip, they have residual income to draw from, and it's hard to say no to private property rights, because once you open that window and you say no to a project, what's next? Will property owners say, I don't want you to paint the color of your barn pink as I drive by it? I don't like how it looks. If you start to say no to wind in regards to private property rights, will people start dictating as to I prefer sunflowers versus wheat as I drive by your road? So it opens up what I say is a Pandora's box. Private property rights, landowners have a big voice here.
Last legislative session, Bob, it became rather ugly. In the sort of energy battle, if you will, and wind obviously had a big target on its back. Do you anticipate the same this year, or how will things be different this session?
Well, I expect that it's going to be tampered down quite a bit this session. I don't see the kind of conflict that existed in the 2017 session for a couple reasons. One, I think the controversy last session was fed a little bit because of the lack of understanding about wind and how it fits into the energy, North Dakota energy portfolio, what some of the tax subsidies, some of the tax treatment of North Dakota's tax treatment of wind itself. So, and then during the interim, I mean, legislators, we went to lots of interim committee meetings and heard from MISO and SPP and the utility companies and landowners. And I think legislators got a better understanding about how it all fits into the North Dakota energy mix. So I don't think it's going to be nearly as controversial as it was 2 years ago.
Hang tight. More of this conversation when we come back. Questions, comments, welcome. 258-0550 on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hello, I'm Randall Borkus. Want to make sure your life savings, the family farm, or business aren't lost to healthcare or nursing home costs? At Howard & Borkus Law Group, we have a solution. We've helped countless families preserve their treasured family assets for the next generation, and we can do the same for you. Howard & Borkus Law Group, number 7, 3rd Street, Minot, North Dakota. Call now, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. Imagine a North Dakota without ethanol. We asked North Dakota farmers what that would mean, including Clark Price. Clark, talk a little bit about the byproduct from ethanol, the modified distiller's grains that come out of these ethanol plants.
Yeah, it's probably the best feed that there ever ever was invented, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, it's been a wonderful thing for North Dakota to have a resource like that. In terms of feeding cattle, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. A very valuable resource that's right in their backyard.
Would you say that ethanol and agriculture are one? How many grain bins have been built? How many trucks have been sold? How many more families have been fed as a result of the industry?
It's a multiplier that I would assume is 10 to 1. For every employee that's in that plant, there are probably 10 more of them out here that are servicing that plant in some way or another.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. Just ask farmers. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Todd's turn to talk. I thought it was Todd's turn. I was waiting for him. He takes turns, you know.
Oh, what is?
He talks.
I never know when it's my turn to talk. What's on your mind is powered by Schwann at GMC.com. By the way, there's a big indoor sale this Saturday, so you're going to want to stop in. And even though the weather may turn, it's still going to be 72, give or take, inside. So.
11 before the top of the hour, we're live in Bismarck today, state capitol, and chatting about what's happening at the legislature, tackling issues that are going to be coming up this session. Welcome your calls, questions, comments. Two guests here from the North Dakota Comprehensive Energy Solutions Group, and that's the Bob Harms and Tammy Eibach. And Tammy, one text that came in from earlier related to the coal industry, the power plants have to slow down when windmills are producing a lot. Those plants are not designed to work that way. And you hear that a lot, that that's the impact on the coal industry, because the wind generated there, ends up having to slow them down, and they're not designed that way. What do you say?
Robert, you have the best answer to that. How about you take the lead here?
Yeah, the texter is right. The plants weren't designed to ramp up and down quickly like he describes. And the conversation that's underway right now nationally is, should there be some type of compensation for having that baseload capacity? And that's a conversation that's going to take place within FERC and within MISO. I've said MISO before. It's basically the regional transmission organization. North Dakota sits in two of them. One is called MISO, and the other is called Southwest Power Pool. And those conversations are underway right now. And I think if that can be resolved there, that would provide some economic stability for the coal side as well. So the texture is right.
All right. There is others here. What's the average life of a wind tower built now? Either one of you can take this.
Well, we can talk about one wind farm, the Ashtabula project, that is up in the Barnes County area. They've been at it since, I think, functional since 2003, and now they're doing some upgrades to that wind farm. So wind turbines are anywhere in that 20-year mark. And I think it's very exciting for our state to see a project like Ashtabula do some upgrades to their turbine heads. Very exciting. Talks about the longevity of wind in the state.
Yeah, and I think that's right. I think Tammy's right. And so then you could take that, once you do the upgrade or repower those wind farms, you could probably double it. So you're going from 20 to 25 to 40 to 50. So they're going to be around a long time.
How reliable is wind energy? Asked another listener. Can they guarantee the heat will be there when the thermostat kicks on?
This is Harms. Yes, to answer the question, because the way our energy system works is that we have a variety of energy sources in the grid, and our utility companies, they do, if they need power, they issue what's known as an RFP, or request for proposal, and so then they build wind generation into their energy mix, and the energy supply that we have in North Dakota and around the region is managed by what I've been referring to as MISO. And so if a wind tower is not running by Wilton, there's probably one running over by Tioga. And as a part of the mix, it just provides part of the energy supply that we have in a multi-state market.
Well,
in fact, just to expand
that.
To expand that one point, the CEO of Great River Energy actually views wind as a baseload energy supply because of the energy, the diversity of those facilities around multi-state region that they do business in.
Texture says, for those who don't like wind because of subsidies, they should know that coal is also subsidized, state and federally. That fact comes from the North Dakota Public Service Commission. ND state wind subsidies will be gone by 2025. Coal subsidies will remain. Hashtag all of the above.
Yes.
Hashtag all of the above. A savvy texture there.
It's very savvy texture.
How about that? Yes. So James and Minokin, you're next for our guest. Go ahead.
Yes, I got a question. You talked about property rights with these wind towers, and I'm not against wind towers. But one of the questions I have is, who's there to protect the property rights of the owner of the land that the wind tower is on? And where I'm coming from is, a lot of these easements are anywhere from 60 to 100-year easements. And you take the average guy that's out here farming is 60-plus years old, and you put a 100-year easement on this property, that'll make him 160 when his easement is off. That'll probably make his children at 130 and the grandchildren at 100 years age.
Yeah, I get your point. And the perpetual easements are another big concern, no doubt about that. From the perspective of how that impacts the wind energy side, either one of you want to address James' concern?
This is Harms again. I guess I've been a practicing lawyer for 38 years, and the short answer is the person that needs to protect that landowner is the landowner himself. Get good legal counsel. Our citizens have been signing leases like that, whether it's coal leases or oil and gas leases or wind easements for years, and the best way to protect that landowner is the private property owner himself.
All right, fabulous conversation here on week one of our legislative coverage. It's going to go the entire legislative session. We're going to be talking about this the entire session. Lots of information to follow. Thank you both.
We're happy to be here.
Thanks, Scott.
Great conversation. Appreciate it. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Earl Pomeroy joins me next. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
So maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Our rigs team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 best place to work in the oil patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, and advanced opportunities. If you're an experienced floorhand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com to apply today.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the bestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the bestedpill.com. That's T-H-E, bestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.